You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
So as you're all aware, we've got this campaign running with Long Beach Mall, and they're looking for recipes to be submitted for a recipe book. And last week we met the first panelist. They're going to be deciding on which recipes are going to be featured in the book. He was Grant Kipling. He was a private chef. And today we've got Abigail Donnelly with us, and she's got quite a pedigree, folks, but I'm going to let her tell you all about it. Hello, Abigail. Welcome to Zone Radio.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you. So I see you've got quite a pedigree here. I mean, you're a food editor, you're a writer, you're a critic. How did you get into this as a start?
Oh, it's a long story. You'll have me. I'll be here all day. But I've always adored food. Really, it's my life. I live it, dream it, eat it. That's all I kind of know really is about food. But yeah, I never had the opportunity to study food. It was always something that I wanted to do, and I just got the opportunities along the way, you know. And and took every opportunity in hand, and absolutely tried my best, and really worked hard, you know, and immersed myself into food. And as I say, I got these opportunities that began at Fair Lady Magazine, where I became the food editor, and then onto Woolworths Taste Magazine, and in between having coffee shops and, just doing food styling. I love styling other people's cookbooks as well. Okay. I've just come off one at the moment. I'm just working on that project. So, and then obviously judging restaurants is also my thing. Yeah,
okay.
I love the chefs. People ask me all the time, you know, where do you get your inspiration? And it's not that I would ever dream to cook like the chefs and the kind of food that I do judge around the country. But just getting that inspiration of flavors and just speaking to chefs.
Okay. And so when you're judging a restaurant, do you go in anonymously and sit there quietly and have a meal, or do you let them know that you're coming in?
So I've been with Eat Out Magazine for many years and the awards.
Okay.
Just before COVID, I did have a break. Then I came back, and we were always anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And we just found after COVID, we just thought, let's be kind to chefs. And, you know, the judges came in their own names. But hey, things might change. Can't say too much.
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, if they know you're coming, then they're going to really prepare and go all out. Whereas you wanting to know what the experience is like for everybody going there every day, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's how I judge. You know, obviously I judge what the chef, there's a lot of criteria that we look at. But I look at what the consumer wants, you know, and where they're going to spend their hard-earned money, and are they going to get value for money? And
yes.
Value for money might be a burger, but it might be a plate of fine dining or food or, you know, a tasting menu.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite type of food? What cuisine, should I say?
Well, it depends. I mean, eating out, I love fine dining. I love something special.
Mm-hmm.
And to experience just into the mind of these magicians of chefs, you know,
yes.
And where they get their inspiration. But at home, I love to cook Asian and Indian. I grew up with a very English grandmother and grandfather. So that's where my food love affair, I think, of food definitely started. But it was simple food. So, you know, for me, just a lovely Irish stew, very simple ingredients, I also adore.
Yes, with lots of flavor.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And just simple ingredients, but good quality ingredients.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And lots of butter and cream.
Sometimes the British food can be a little bit dull and boring, so you really do need to add really nice, fresh ingredients to it, don't you?
You do. You know, like, and I'll go back to Irish stew. You just need some really good, you know, lamb knuckles. You need water, no stock, white pepper, some potatoes, some onions, maybe a clove or two. And for me, that is like pure comfort food when I've been immersed around all this kind of fancy food and also working, you know, styling and cooking for the shoots, for the photography in the magazine. You know, I want to come home to some really
Something simple
food, you know. And my husband, he's a stay-at-home dad, so he looks after the kids and he cooks every night.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, at weekends, if we have friends, and whenever friends come or family come, then we do then I do get stuck in the kitchen. But yeah, you know, he'll always say, what do you feel like? And it's like usually a curry, Irish stew or spaghetti bolognese.
That's great. I mean, that's simple food is always good.
It is.
But it's nice to experiment as well.
Yes, and also it's food memories. You know, food memories for me is huge. And I think that's what I'm certainly looking for in this cookbook.
Yes. So let's get to that cookbook now. Yes. So what are you going to be specifically looking for when you're looking at a recipe that the public have submitted?
I always think, you know, sharing recipes is something very unique, and, you know, it kind of preserves our heritage and our mm-hmm. community. So, you know, amongst that, I'm looking for something. I'm not looking for fancy recipes. I just would like to see recipes that will help people in the community to learn about fresh ingredients, where their ingredients come from, mm-hmm. and also how to put something really simple and delicious and quick and easy accessibility on the table. Mm-hmm. You know, whether mm-hmm. it's lunch boxes or, you know, family and friends over the weekend, or around the braai, or a lacquer sago pudding, or, you know, just yes. something that we can kind of share and hand down to people. Mm. You know, and I just love the idea of it as well. I am quite old-fashioned in my ways. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, I remember those kind of recipe school books, you know, where yes. they were all kind of pasted together, ring binder kind of vibe. And mm. they were always popular. You know, mm. our schools used to do them. So, yeah, it's just nice to... Yeah, just to have all these recipes and to celebrate the Deep South, I suppose. Mm, yeah.
Mm. And I believe quite a few have been submitted already. So, guys, if you haven't submitted your recipe yet and you have something very special that means something to you, then and you'd like to share it, you should do it. It's a really easy process to submit that recipe. You can do it online, or you can pick up that entry form, as we said, at Long Beach Mall. It's really not difficult, but the end date is 8th of March, which is just around the corner now. So don't procrastinate anymore, folks. Get your recipes in, because Minnan has really worked hard at getting three great panelists together who are going to be looking at these recipes and selecting them. And I think it's quite an honor to have your recipe published in that book and selected by the three of you, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I mean, I would love to submit my own recipe so that I can share. Yeah, but I would also kind of urge, like, also the guys to come forward.
Yes.
I'm seeing more and more... customers and readers of Taste, you know, being the guys, the mm-hmm. men. So, yeah, which is also great. Mm. Yeah, it would be nice to...
And there are a lot of men out there who love to cook, don't they?
100%, you yes. know, and it might be around the fire, around mm. the fire pit. It might be a nice curry. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, simple food, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So I understand that we're going to be looking at starters, main courses, baked goods, all sorts of, a whole variety in this recipe book.
100%, and, you mm. know, the sides, you know, maybe some sweets, things like that. Obviously, we'll have to have a nice balance and see, mm-hmm. and hopefully we're going to get enough recipes to create starters and mains and things like that. But, you know, if we don't, then we'll look at obviously just different chapters and how we can kind of execute those chapters and how we put the recipes together. You know, maybe it's just, you know, sharing kind of recipes as well, you know, that you can put a couple of dishes on the table and share, which is a huge trend moment, when you eat, especially when you're going out to eat. So, yeah, so I have a feeling that desserts might be the most entered, cakes and things like that. But, yeah, I hope that I hope we get a good balance.
I hope so too, yeah.
And it's just such a beautiful initiative. So I really...
It really is.
Say, I really urge everybody to...
To come in, to submit their
and
recipes.
And we won't, the panelists, the three of us, we won't be that strict.
No, I'm sure you won't. But you're also going to, I believe, when chatting to Grant last week, you're going to be trying some of the recipes yourselves to make sure that they're easily understood and that anyone else can follow those recipes.
100%. And that's why I say easy and accessible mm-hmm. Is key for me. Mm. And obviously I write recipes all the time, so to put them into a special format, and it's the same kind of format, and just easy. And we'll definitely be looking at testing some of the recipes that we're not too sure of. I mean, I can come with knowledge. I can see a recipe, you know, if a cake recipe, I know how many eggs ratio to flour, so I can figure that one out. Mm. But when it comes to something that not so much, then between the three of us, we'll test some as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But, I mean, it's also going to be something that people are going to put on their coffee table, because I understand it's going to be quite a beautiful, special book. It's going to be unique, folks, so you really want to get your recipes in there. And then you want to pick up that recipe book and think, I'm going to try something different tonight. And you must be able to follow that recipe quite easily.
Yes, like every other cookbook and food magazine. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And they've got to work.
I hope they're going to have some pictures, because I always like to see what the dish looks like.
Well, yeah, that's the next step that we're going to chat about, is how we can get the visuals in there, because people love a visual.
Yes, absolutely.
To see what their cake should look like, or not look like.
So I hope we're whetting your appetites here, folks, and that you are thinking back as to those special recipes that you want to submit. And I think you can submit more than one, can't you?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Definitely. Please share, yeah.
All right, so Woolworths Tastes Food Editor. Let's go back to that.
Okay.
And it's a fabulous magazine. It really is.
Thank you.
Do you write all the recipes yourself?
I don't write all the recipes, because we have about 60 to 70 in each issue, so that would be huge. But we have food contributors as well, who also come with stories. So we commission, we look at what Woolies is doing for the month, what is their kind of focus in season as well. What, is it cheese? Is it dairy? Is it Clemengold's, whatever it may be, and then we kind of we brainstorm, and then we commission food editors to write for us and staff for us. I do the majority, and I mentor a lot of the staff as well, which is a big thing for me. Yeah, it's one of my major.
And I'm curious how you managed to get into this if you didn't study cooking yourself. I mean, one would think that would be a criteria, but you're clearly very good at what you do, and you've never really studied it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I was lucky in those days when I joined Fair Lady. It was just I didn't apply for a job. But then I think back, I mean, if we're looking for someone as well, the criteria is not necessarily that you have been to culinary school or had chef's training. For me, it's about how proactive you are, how much you really want the job. And
you must have a passion for food.
And a passion for food, you know, somebody who's not moody. And I think those are all the kind of things that I brought, with Fair Lady. And I mean, I really knew nothing. I didn't even know where to look through a camera, never mind, write a recipe and format. But we had beautiful sub-editors then who taught me so much, how to write a recipe, the mythology about it, this needs to go and order the ingredients and to cook it as one does, one should. So that is kind of...
It's a very interesting career, I must say.
It really is. And I pinch myself, it really, well, not every day, but I do think often how lucky I am. And it's an incredible journey.
Do you work from home?
Not much, no. I'm on shoots most days of the week, and that means that I'm styling and cooking with the photographer, making beautiful images for the magazine and for VM, which is visual merchandising in store at Woolworths. Okay. So all those lovely pictures.
Oh, yes. Which always make you hungry.
Yes, and to go and buy the lasagna and all that. Yes. So, so I do that as well. So a lot of time is in the city, which I love.
Right.
And then I'm looking
because
for
Because their headquarters are there, aren't they?
Yes, but our different photographers that we work with have their own studio. Every day someone's asking, how do you become a food stylist? And so I bring on people on set as well, just for them to have some insight into what a food stylist might be and what it might look like. Not so easy. I mean, there's still, washing and cleaning and packing. And,
always the mundane stuff.
And I still do that as well. So I share a lot.
Okay, well, that's great. So do you ever invite schools to come in when they're having like career days or anything like that?
Yeah, so some schools, I can't remember if it's a grade 9 or 10. If somebody contacts me, then I don't let the whole class come, but definitely I give certain candidates like a day. Say come, And it really is luck of the draw, right time, right moment, Yeah, like everything, I suppose, in life. Yeah,
absolutely, yes. Yeah. But a really fascinating career, and I wish someone had told me about that when I was at school.
No, it's great. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, so you eat all the food. But, yeah, we share a lot of the food. We give a lot of the food away to communities if there is extra. But there's a team. So, we all get sometimes shoot dinner.
Yes. So it's interesting that your husband does most of the cooking. Is that yes. because by the time you get home, you are... I can say it, hut full of food.
Yes, I smell of it, my bag smell it, my clothes, my hair. And I've just been immersed in food all day. So, I don't really necessarily want to eat my own food that I've been cooking all day, you know.
Well, fortunate for you, he does cook, because there are a lot of men who don't even want to go into the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, no, he absolutely loves and he cooks really well. Yeah, I haven't done a cookbook yet. It's still my goal. But I still kind of say often, you know, he should be the one doing the cookbook, actually, because yes. he talks to people who want to put food on the table, delicious food, and to put the enjoyment into it, and it's not just like a...
Well, you can have a nice combined effort there.
Yeah, maybe it's two of us.
Yeah, husband and wife team.
Yeah, exactly.
Cookery team. Well, Abigail, is there anything else you want to share with the listeners about this initiative for the Long Beach Mall recipe book?
No, just to reiterate, you know, please, yeah, it might take a little bit of maybe 5 minutes of your time, maybe even 2 minutes, but yeah, really just support Long Beach Mall and this whole community, because, yeah, I think... Yeah, not think, I just know it's just going to be fabulous. And
yes.
I hate to see all this hard work not materialize, realize.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean?
There's a lot of work.
We really have to do it.
Yeah, and it really is for our valley, and it's something exclusive. And I think to get yourself published in that book would be a huge sense of pride for somebody. But I also want to say, I mean... I'm giving away a little secret here, but I submitted a recipe just to see how it would work.
Oh.
And for me, guys, if you're doing it online, the tip is I actually put it all, I typed it up in a Word document as I thought it would flow, and then cut and paste into the entry form, which is so much easier than typing on the actual entry form. Or if you're not into the online, you can do it manually on the entry forms. And in the People's Post, there's an entry form in the latest People's Post as well, I see.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. That's,
so
that's
it's
amazing.
It's quite easy to submit your recipe. So you have no excuse, listeners. If you have not submitted a recipe yet, you have no excuse. And I'm sure you've got a special one that you would like to share. As I said, the only danger is now, if it's something special that you normally cook for your friends when they're coming around, now they could be cooking it for other people
in the old days, I always heard people would say, a lot of, you know, pass on recipes but leave out a key ingredient. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
And you know what, you always make your recipe your own, so even if you're sharing and you don't really want your, as you say, your friends to make it, it's all good.
It is all good. And I think it's quite a privilege and a compliment to have your recipe tried by somebody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So keeping it to yourself is not fair. Come on. We all want to try different things. And I'm definitely going to be buying one of those books, and I'm going to have it on my coffee table. And I would love to think that one or three or four or five of our listeners have actually submitted those recipes, and I'm trying them out for my guests at home. I think it's an absolute wonderful initiative. So, guys, really don't procrastinate anymore. We don't need to share any of your contact details or anything, because no one's really going to be contacting you about this. But is there anything that you would want people to contact you about?
You know, I'm always, you know, I mean, my contact details in Woolworths Taste Magazine, that means you have to buy one. all on the website, on taste.co.za. I mean, if you want any inspiration for recipes, obviously always look there. We've got thousands and thousands.
But don't copy and paste those and submit it.
Please enter. Otherwise, the three of us are going to be... at the mall, tapping you on the shoulder, have you entered? Might be a good idea, actually.
Guys, really, I think it's a wonderful opportunity. It really is. So don't let this one pass you by. You've literally got just over a week. 8th of March is just around the corner. Get those recipes in, and wow, I think it's just such an honor. I mean, mine probably won't be published, but if yours is published and your name is in that book, how is it going to make you feel? It's going to make you feel very special. Yeah. I mean, everybody likes to see their name in lights, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, your family, your kids, your partners, whatever, will always, you know, it's kind of a hand-me-down kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Also buy the book for presents. And,
yes.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that because my family moved around a lot, and we didn't really have roots as such in our childhood. And I think I've missed out on a lot of that. I mean, my mother wasn't a great cook, but my dad used to, every Sunday he would cook for us. And every Sunday evening he would use the leftovers from lunch and create some sort of amazing pie out of it.
Oh, wow.
He was very creative, and I wish he'd written some of those down and I had some of those. It would have been amazing.
That's amazing, yeah. I mean, my gran passed on so much, you know, so especially baking. She was a great baker, although she couldn't bake scones. I can bake great scones. But, she was quite heavy-handed. But, yeah, but her other stuff was just incredible. Mm. So I've got all that. And, sure, food memories are important.
They are.
And even if you haven't got your dad's recipe, you've got his memory.
Absolutely.
You know, of that.
Yes.
Of that pie. Or,
yes.
You know, or that he makes it into something else. You
absolutely, know? Yeah. And his green beans. He used to make those wonderful green beans for Sunday lunches.
The overcooked ones.
Yes, with potato.
Yeah.
In those days, I ate bacon. I don't eat pork at all anymore.
Okay,
but I mean, had onion and bacon and potato in it.
Yeah.
We've all got those in our family. So come on, folks, bring those out and submit them. That's really all we're asking you to do. If you don't get selected, you've lost nothing. You really haven't. But no, give it a try. Really, really do. Don't procrastinate anymore, and don't be lazy. Come on, we all know we're all lazy. So, Abigail, thank you so much for coming in to chat to us. It's been lovely chatting to you.
Oh, no, you too. I could talk about food the rest of the afternoon.
Me too. I love cooking, and I love experimenting, but I have a partner who doesn't like experimenting.
Okay,
food.
Well, yeah.
Which is sad, really. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be dishing up a whole lot of concoctions. But thank you so much. It's lovely to meet you, and all the best, and I hope you have thousands of recipes to wade through. I really do.
Good. And hopefully next time when I'm on the show, maybe then we have the book and we can talk through all
absolutely
of those recipes.
Yes, that'll be awesome. Okay. So thank you for coming in. I'm going to play out with Food for Thought by UB40, because you've got food for thought now as to what you are going to be submitting.